Hello, welcome to the Sparkle Pod. We're Lise and Jess, two sisters who make up part of the Move It Mama team. I'm Lisa, founder of the business, and Jess is our GM. This podcast began as a way to connect with our members who exercise with us through our online fitness platform. Today, we still love the chance to connect with you all and are grateful for the encouragement and support you give us along the way. If you're interested in joining Move It Mama, visit our website, moveitmama.co.nz. And if you like our podcast, please hit like and subscribe. Hey.
Hey.
Oh, that voice was so bad. Hey, I just want to start with a really cute message I got last night on my Instagram. Okay. Please make thousands of sparkle pods because I live for your energy and take on life. The sister energy is electric. I am scared they're going to run out. Please do one every day. Ups, downs, shits, vomits, wins, losses. You are here for a reason. I said, are you serious? She said, fuck, scratch everything I said. Allow life to flow. I said, no, I love that you said that. And she said, yes, I walk every morning with you and Jess, and I wouldn't want life any other way. No one will do but you. I can feel energy through your voice. You have a calming effect, a maturity. Anyway, it was just so cute. Like, how nice.
That's amazing.
Like, I know. And so I was like, I love that. And like, thank you for saying that, because sometimes Jess and I are like, we're human and we second guess ourselves and we get off and we're like, was that so boring?
Yeah. And there's, you know, there are different types of podcasts as well. So people know more or less probably what to expect with this podcast nowadays. It's changed, you know. I was talking to someone about it a while ago, where a few years ago it was, you know, the odd guest and Sha was on quite a bit, or and guests were, we were looking for people to be on the podcast kind of quite a bit, eh? And then ever since kind of Dan, it has become a Monday recap.
And sorry guys,
but also that's just what it needed to be for it to sustain itself, which is true to your the essence of Move It Mama and everything. I got a spam email from, you know, God, I get so much spam shit. Hey, Move It Mama, the Sparkle Pod. ChatGPT says the number one podcast growth source in 2025, YouTube. Anyway, and if you're 203 episodes and skipping YouTube optimization, that's like buying a Ferrari and using it to get groceries. Want to have a quick conversation? Like, where do these people come from? But also, do you think that we should be on YouTube?
Do you know what? As you were reading that to me, all I can think of is like, I hate how devices and social media impact so much of my life at the moment. Like, so for instance, they aren't doing assignments as much anymore in Rico's year because everyone's just using ChatGPT. So they are doing exams. And that's not good for Rico because he's not really great under pressure with an exam.
Yeah.
So like the internal assessment is now kind of changing because it's so easy to do.
Sucks,
and
doesn't it?
So I don't know about YouTube. I don't know.
Nah, we don't. But also, oh, I just said sucks, doesn't it? But we just have to actually, like, I saw someone talking about change this morning.
Like move with the times?
Yeah, kind of. Like just accept change to some degree and we'll get used to it.
Yes.
And try and see the positives, I suppose. Challenge him in an exam setting, fucking if you can see that. I also saw a post just before while I took my phone to the toilet that said, I'm addicted to my phone and it needs to be put away. This girl talking about that, which is the same issue, isn't it? You're quite you manage your phone.
So really interesting. I'm probably worse than you or the same as you. I don't know. I don't think I manage it, but I try. So for instance, I charge my phone in the bathroom. But since when Dan's not here and he's in hospital, I find that quite difficult because I like to have it near me. But then again, it's not on loud or anything. It's not even on vibrate. So I'm like, why do I want it near me? But just so I can check it and make sure he's fine. Mm-hmm. But last night, I'm like, he's fine. You know, he's good. He's doing well in hospital. But I he won't contact. I can. I'll go back to charging my phone in the bathroom. So that was at about like 8, and then I'm lying in bed and I'm reading and I'm thinking, I just want to check it again. I want to check. Like I put an Instagram story up. I want to check her, see if there's any replies. And that's so. And then I had to really like be disciplined, which is the word of the year, to not actually do that. And that took a energy to do that because I was like, no, I'm not going to check my phone after 8 p.m. Like that's my rule. So get it's like breaking the habit of having 6 bits of chocolate every night or whatever if you want to do that, you know? So like you have to be disciplined. Create rituals.
Yeah, I think the phone charging in a different room is a really good idea.
My alarm goes off there too, and it
So you have to
wakes me
get
up.
up and go to your alarm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you,
Because,
yeah.
of course, because it's in the bathroom.
I know,
I
but
don't have an alarm clock.
yeah, we did talk about alarm clocks some time ago.
The boys do, like
Right.
Rico does.
Oh, yeah.
But what I do is I charge my phone in the bathroom and I can hear my alarm from my bed.
Yeah, of
So
course.
I have it on the lowest thing, but I'm a light sleeper. And so at 5:30 this morning, I heard it. And so I get up and I had my workout at 6. But I think that's a really, really huge thing you could do to help with even like your brain to shut down earlier. I think charging my phone in the other room makes me feel more relaxed. It's weird. It's like maybe it's a placebo. I don't know. But I do believe, I feel like everyone should try and do that. Like I really believe that's a really good kind of habit to get into. Would you like to try?
Yeah, it's n oh yeah, I could do the bathroom too,
You
actually,
could,
couldn't
eh?
I? Yeah, I
Try
could. I've
that
got an
tonight.
ensuite. Okay, I'll try it tonight. I don't have
And
an
like,
alarm tomorrow.
don't even worry about door doing it. Like, just do it for you. Like, don't go. This is what, just do it for you. Like, I don't make Dan do it. I just do it myself.
Yeah, it's interesting when you sort of decide that you can do something on your own versus when you need someone else on
Yes.
board. And I'm
Yes.
reminded when I finished boxing him this morning and he's starting to grind the coffee and I hear him pour a shot and I said, I need to brief you on how I have my coffee now.
Oh,
Because
you
he's not a
haven't
cro
told him?
No,
Oh my
he's not.
God.
Because this is what I do. I'm really happy to have the coffee made for me for weeks and weeks. And I'm thinking every time I sit down, once he's made my coffee, it's marginally cold.
Oh, see, you've got more fussy. You're turning like me
Yeah.
because you are a few years younger than me.
So,
You are
okay.
like
So it will
literally
happen.
morphing into your older sister. You look really
So,
pretty today.
oh, thanks. I've got washed hair. I think
Yes,
that makes a
thanks.
difference.
Yeah,
Thank you.
no. Yeah, good.
Anyway, so yeah, as I was just making another one before, I was like, I'm not as chill as I made out the other day. You said, well, why are you heating the car? Like, when I listened to that back, you're like, so why are you heating the car up? I'm like, I don't care about heat, so why are you heating the car up? Anyway, so I said to her, he was like, so confused. He was so like confused. There was so much confusion
Because
around this
you've never cared.
process. No. And
That's
like
funny.
he's like, what? So like now the coffee on top of the thing, and I'm like, yeah, but like tip that out and then like boil that again. I said, preferably change my tune on that, boil that again, and
Oh my God. You're literally
then.
like, in a couple of years, you'll be waiting. You won't even have a coffee till they're at school. You'll be like, right, wait, hurry up, get walk, off you go, off you go. Like today, I'm like, yeah.
Super
I
chill.
Isn't it funny, eh? Like, so I went to bed and thought, oh, I've got my bloody workout in the morning, don't I? Hate Monday and Tuesdays. It's got 6 o'clocks, two in a row. And I mean, I love it when I'm done. I felt so proud of myself this morning after the load, and I quite enjoyed it actually. But then I'm like, oh, gutted. I have to wait 50 minutes before I can make a coffee. And I've got to get through so much in that 50 minutes. It's not like a chill 50 minutes. It's like getting the kids up. I have to wake them, except for the little one. I have to go in, do their blinds, rouse them, and they've now taken the big
That's
boys taken to showering in the morning, which is cute. Loving that for them. They like to, but the reason is because they're here. Oh, that's so bad, eh? Like, well, I said to Louis on Friday, he was standing in my room, at my dresser, like my bathroom, and I was blow drying my hair. I said, "Oh, I've never actually ever seen a boy spend so long doing their hair in my
What?
life.
So why do they need
I
to
mean, it's because
wash
I haven't
it?
had a shower, Mum. If I don't shower, it all sticks up everywhere. So they wash it just to get it back down because they've got quite a bit of hair. I
What is
wish
the
they would just
style
shave it
these
off.
days?
Oh, it's just terrible. It's the same. It's that kind of, they do like burst fade, taper fade. They've got
It's
that fringe.
yeah,
It's
that
just
fringe,
awful. And
yes.
they're so
Yes.
much better looking with their fringes off their face. I said to Rico, I'm booking you a haircut. We're going to get that all shaved off. He's like, no, we're not.
I
It's
know
like,
it's
I
not the
don't have any
one.
power there.
I'm looking forward to in the future when they look back at photos and they're like, what a
I
gronk.
said to him yesterday at AFL, I said, you are going to look back at photos of you and you're going to be like, what was I doing? And he goes, oh, be quiet. You had a bowl cut. I said, my mum made me. I'm telling you to get rid of it.
He's basically a bowl cut on the top of his head.
It's so bad. He is quite a handsome boy, but right now, not at all.
It ain't the one. Hey, I'm
No.
just speaking of doing a podcast every day. I've actually booked flights to South Africa, and that's problematic for our podcast for a
Wow.
good time of
I might
life.
have to just record on my own. Or I could get some
Yeah.
guests. I
Yeah,
could
you
get some
could.
guests.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a swift
I'm
accidental
really looking
change.
forward to listening to a podcast between two beers with Simon Barnett.
Oh my gosh, I
Yeah, I
saw the
love him.
snippet. Yeah.
Yeah, that will be quite. He's a wonderful man, isn't he?
I
And he's
actually
got.
really love him too. I always have.
So, do you know when I was in high school at Onslow College, the principal knew him and he got me work experience at the radio station with Simon Barnett, but I chickened out.
Oh, what a rookie.
How bad is that?
Terrible.
He organized it and everything, and then I just chickened out.
Gutted.
I know. I don't really know. It's one of those things where I'm like, that did happen, didn't it? And I'm not making it up, but
Yeah.
it truly did happen. And then I'm so gutted about that. That's something I regret. That's a regret. He's a wonderful man. He's got four daughters, eh? Or is it three daughters? I think he's got four daughters.
I'm not sure how many.
And I remember in one of the snippets that I listened to, he was talking about how he wishes he could just live in a campground with his wife if that could bring her back. He doesn't want anything. And I remember saying to the children in the car last year, I would live in a cave if it meant that dad would be okay. I remember thinking that. So that's crazy, eh? I related to that.
How did his wife pass away? It was sudden, but
Cancer? No, it was brain cancer.
I think it was quite a sudden.
No, it was like a good year or two battle, I
Oh,
think.
I thought I heard him sort of mention
Oh,
something.
maybe. I'm not 100. You might be right. I don't know.
Grief though. Where else did I read about grief? Grief is a real tricky one, eh? And grief, someone, I think where I read it was sort of talking about how, like, it's not just when someone dies. Like, you know, and
No,
you said
grief
to
is
me
not when just
yesterday,
someone
like,
dies.
you said to me yesterday or Saturday that you text and was just like, I just want my old life.
Yeah, I get so it's so funny because like, sorry, I'm interrupting you, but like sometimes I can be so fine and then the next minute I can just be so sad. Oh no, I'm sad now. Like it just rolls over you. The sadness of like, what the fuck has happened? And also like now I'm like, how long is it gonna be before I can have that? But then I've got to mourn that old life. Like that old life I'll probably never have that life again.
You make a new life around the grief for your previous life, I think. And it's so weird as humans how we can do that. I go to this counselor fortnightly now, and I drive in there. I'm like, I'm good. We're all good today. And like, I know my life is very different to yours. It's,
But you kind of wonder what you're
but
going to talk
I,
about, eh? Do
yeah,
you?
sometimes I'm like, yeah, we're good. And like, literally in 5 minutes, I'm not good.
Literally.
Literally, like 5 minutes later, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
You know what I read. What I mean is how we have this ability to sort of hold it together and like downplay our life or
Oh,
downplay
yeah.
the
Very
reality of
much.
shit
Yeah.
until such time that it's like hits you like a ton of bricks again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've
And you're
yeah.
fucked, you know, you're literally like, fuck this life. I
So
don't really want it. I'm just trying to keep you not
you're all
crying.
right. I'm all right. I just another thing I was gonna say is I have had last week I talked about it a little bit on my workout and I just thought I would take a minute to talk about this because about maybe like 6 or 7 years ago, I went to this fitness course in Christchurch. It was for the zoo bronze certificate. Zoo was like a type of training, which is like mountain climb. Oh, not mountain climbers. Bear crawls,
Animalistic primal stuff.
animalistic, primal stuff, like half Hindu,
Bear crawls,
polar bear
frog
press,
squats, blah, blah,
all
blah.
that. And in the room there was probably about like 30 people, and in the room there was one couple, a couple, and I thought that was so cool, and they were so bright, and she was so bright and beautiful, and she had these big brown eyes and long dark hair, and she was one of the people that you'd notice in the room, just because she had this like kind of energy around her. Anyway, we talked and we exchanged contacts, and she died on Wednesday, and she's got three children, and she always lived such a positive, vibrant life, and was so proud of her kids, and was just so proud of, she was lucky in the youth sector, working with a lot of, she was very much a very like wholehearted, like she loved fully, you know. She was, anyway, I that was just took me by complete surprise. So she, and I also feel like this is personal, me talking about this, but I know that it's okay, and I this is our podcast and we can talk about what we want, but just she was a Move It Mama follower. She sort of was in Move It Mama for a bit, I think, but she's also would always encourage me, and I looked back on our messages, and she sent me a message in May saying, "You are, I, you know, I cannot even fathom the load you are carrying, and you, the boys are so happy, lucky to have you." I think she got diagnosed with cancer around then. I don't know. She didn't tell me, but and then she actually passed away from not the cancer, but an infection. And they're speaking about that more so. It wasn't the cancer that killed her; it was an infection, which I relate to because Dan was told he had 2 weeks to live because he contracted this terrible infection. It was called HLH. It was a blood infection, anyway. And they, with all his markers, they were like, "He's shutting down. He's going to die. You need to tell your family. You need to start organizing. Get your, you know, everything in order." So I completely have been in that, like, I can't say I relate to her family, or I mean, I can. I relate to her husband. I feel like I know the pain of that. Even though we didn't quite get there, I felt like I got past this boundary of like, or this, I crossed this line of like having to tell the kids and having to stomach the fact that that was it. He was out, you know. Anyway, I got like a message of Friday night. I was so upset about it. I just couldn't stop thinking about it. But I got a message from her sister, and it was, I didn't know the sister was her sister. Like, she's a follower of my Instagram, and she just said, "We listen to your podcast every week. You guys, you know," she said that we drew so much strength from it. Your story with Dan, the way you've shared, helped her so much. I just want you to know that, and you know, you're helping people that when you don't even know. And then she said, "We always used to giggle about when you did the podcast about poking and dry routine and stuff." Anyway, it was so impactful. It was being quite a hard grasp on, you know, just it was been quite difficult to get, but yeah, I don't know. But just that woman that has passed away was such a, she'll be so missed, you know, like she was just such a powerhouse, really. Thinking about all the people that know her, and just a bit of a token there. I did see that the last actual proper message I sent her was in May, when she replied that to me, and I sent back, which I'm so stoked about because often I don't reply all the time, but I sent back, "Thank you so much for your words. I'll never forget when we met. Like, I loved your energy," or you know, and I just feel so pleased that I did that. That's another little thing about you see this all the time, like you never know that when you see someone, it could be the last time.
Yeah. Crazy. You don't ever. And that reminded me though of like you just saying that you replied, and it's not like you intentionally don't reply at all, is what you just mean is you don't often get don't always get round to replying to everything. But like we've talked in the last 18 months, especially around when people are going through especially hard stuff, or are open with you about that, or with the world, whether that be through social media, how nice it is to get their thoughts. You know, you don't expect everybody to send you a message, but it's if people, like, I remember when my friend years ago, his dad died, and we were kind of like friends, but sort of liked each other, so it was complicated. But I didn't even like reach out when his dad died, and he joked about it a few years later, like he didn't even send me a card when dad died. And you know, another friend who went through a separation, who again, like, I didn't say anything through the whole time because I don't know, the guy was sort of more associated to door than she was, so I just didn't reach out to her. Like, and she's said, like, she I remember her saying to me, like, if anything, just say something. It's an acknowledge better than silence. But people are so, and I tell this to you sometimes, like, people struggle with it, or they have their reasons for not saying anything. But I think it's always good to just try and think, I should say something.
It's really funny you say that because I've got one of my best friends, like a boy, that's been my friend since intermediate. I was talking to him the other day, and he was like, "I'm so sorry, I haven't really rung you." The truth is, Lisa, he said, "The truth is, I want it to end for you so bad. And I don't know what to say."
Yeah,
He
and
said, "I just,"
that's.
he said, "I want." Like, I want to fix it for you, and I can't, so I just don't say anything because I can't fix it for you. And it was just, I was
Yeah,
like,
that's the
and like that,
hardest. I understand that. Yeah.
same. And then I was thinking today on my workout, I was talking about this girl that's passed away, and I was thinking about all her friends and her family and how they'll just want to like fix it for everyone, but they
Yeah.
can't. And I'm like, it's so hard when your friends are going through hard times because how do you fix it? You can't, and that's what people will have felt with me. And then I feel, and but that used to make me feel really bad,
Yeah.
because I knew people. Like I've got so many amazing people in my life. You know, even Move It Mama people, like people that follow my Instagram, friends. You know,
Yeah.
family, and they probably are tired from like trying to make me feel better, and I understand. Sorry.
Yeah, but
Why am I so
also,
emo? I'm going to get my period. It's all right.
yeah, you've had a really full-on busy, hard weekend though as well, so it's not surprising. Yeah, that's the thing. It's really hard for people, and you know, I'm not the most confrontational person. I like to bury my head a lot, and if I was not your sister, maybe I, you know, who knows what I would have done. But it is real hard because you just want to fix it, and there's this feeling of helplessness. And there's also people are like, I don't know what the fuck to say. And
No, I know.
nothing, and
I
I
get
mean,
it.
yeah, it's just
And
difficult.
also, you're protecting yourself sometimes too. Like, if something's going on with somebody else that I hear now, I'm just like, oh God, oh God. Like, I can't go there because I'll just like, and I've had a few messages like that. Like, I haven't messaged you because I wasn't in the right place to message you because shit was going down with me. And I get that too. It's so hard, isn't it? So just. I think the lesson here is like if you can give out some kind of love or energy, if you feel like you can give it, if you don't like just recoup and repair and rebuild and then give it out when you can. Like it's okay. I've also got like issues with like worry of my one of my boys was writhing in pain on Saturday with a stomach problem and which he's fine, but I took him into the after hours because the dads were like on the rugby field, please, you might need to go. And I'm so sorry, but he's like, you might need to go. It might be appendicitis. And I was like, and then, but when I was sitting there with him, I'm like, oh my God, does he have a tumor in his stomach? Or, you know, it's so weird now and it's so annoying. And I need to somehow sort that out. And I said to Dan, like, how do I, like, this is, and he said, this is going to be the nature of the game, though. He said, this is just what it's going to be like. I'm like, surely we need to work on,
Not catastrophizing, but I don't know that you can.
Anyway, light and breezy, you went to Disney on Ice. I've never been there, and I obviously have been a parent for a while now, and throughout that career, many people have gone to Disney on Ice. I've never. Is it because I only have sons, or is it because I probably wouldn't? Would I like it? Because I don't think it doesn't. I'd rather go to a circus. Is it like a circus? Like, is it cool? Do you love it? Should I go?
I've got a sour taste in my mouth from it, I must admit. Okay, first up, you probably haven't gone because you've got four sons. They would maybe a couple of them would have enjoyed it when they were little. Now, no. It's ice skating. They're very good ice skaters and they come out, obviously there's like, Frozen come out and then like The Little Mermaid and then so different Disney stories. First up, I'm not the biggest Disney nerd, nut, person, fan, whatever. I'm impartial. I'm like, Dawe thinks it's unbelievable that I've never seen certain movies. Like he's such a movie buff. I think he spent his life watching movies and not reading books. So that's super hard. Yeah. And
What?
joking.
Apparently there was this like, sorry, I know, keep hold that thought, but like the number one turn on like Bumble is if a man says that their favorite like their top hobby is reading.
I just saw it. I was fed the algorithm, feed me this like, oh, someone shared it. A
I don't
meme
know if
shared it.
that reading is top on my list. I'd rather like surfing or like sport or like outside, like being outside or something. Like
Yeah.
reading.
Yeah, I
I would like it
understand.
down the list, like reading, put like down the list.
Well, maybe not their like number one pastime, but one of them,
Oh no,
right?
sorry, that was wrong. Like the most attractive trait, yeah, was if a man reads.
Yeah, not their like number one
No.
thing. Yeah, just
Sorry,
it's just on their list of things they do. Yeah, I saw this guy who's like, I don't know, kind of looked like a bit of a farmer-ish guy in like a vehicle talking about his book recommendations, and he's like in a singlet,
Cool.
like it looks real
That's quite
rough.
cool.
Yeah,
That's cool. I
and he's
really like
like.
that.
And yeah, they shared the one that he's like, honestly, this is one of the best books I've read in a long time. And
What
it's
was it?
The Women by Kristen Hannah.
How attractive.
I mean, I
Imagine
know.
if our husbands read that book. That's so wonderful. He'll have a new appreciation for women,
Well,
this
it's probably
man.
not new. He's probably read a
What's
ton
his
of
deal?
books
Is
and
he
he's
married?
already,
Who is he?
I don't know. He had a lot of
Is he
followers,
hot?
obviously. He's
Is he
definitely
handsome?
good looking. So he's hit a
Is he a
niche.
Kiwi?
No, I watched it without sound. I don't even know.
I don't understand these men out there. Like, who are they? And would we get the ick? I don't know.
Yeah, something else would be bound to give you the ick. Don't you worry about
I
that,
see like
of
this really
course.
hot guy on my Instagram. I don't even know who it is. It's just on like the search things. Like, breaking up or you're divorcing. Men, listen to this. You need to treat your wife. You need to date your wife. You need to. And I'm like, oh,
Oh,
lovely.
really? That
So
kind
it's
of
always the
shit.
man's
That
fault.
kind of shit gives me the ick a bit.
Yeah,
I'm
I
just
know. Well,
like,
me too,
I
I
don't know.
reckon.
We're all different, to be honest. We
Yes.
might not need to be doing all that anyway.
I mean, I had a boyfriend that used to sing to me, and then by the end of that, I got the ick, you know?
Yeah, and the boyfriend I had that would catch a taxi to my house and drop flowers and then taxi home,
Wow.
that was 6 months of my life. That was probably the perfect amount of
You were like
time.
16. We were all at the dinner table, and the doorbell would ring. We're like, Christian.
Christian.
He was Danish. And there'd be this massive bunch. Who paid for that?
Nah,
His
his
Danish
dad.
parents.
Yeah, his dad was feeding him money all the time while he did this exchange in Wellington, and all the time, I don't know how many
He
times a
was
bottle of
gorgeous.
Emporio Armani cologne would arrive. Like, oh no, deodorant. Emporio Armani deodorant he wore.
He was so handsome. Like, what actually happened to him? Do you know anything?
No, I'm like, I think I'm friends with his dad on Facebook.
You should write to him.
Yeah, he lives in Copenhagen or Odense or
They
somewhere
were
like
so
that. I
lovely
don't
and
know.
they loved you, eh? Like, how long did you go out for? Only 6 months. I feel like that was like 2 years.
It might have been longer. I'm not sure.
How did you nab him? I reckon all the girls would have wanted him.
He was staying with a friend that we know that we've known forever,
Yeah. And do you remember how you guys kind of like got to like each other? We've gone
Nah,
from
I
Dizzy and Ice because
don't.
Dizzy and Ice is not as good as this.
I
Go.
don't know how that would have happened, especially because he was like, if you look back now, he would have been a bit of a smoke show coming in. He would have been quite a
Absolutely.
catch, like this
He was quite
quite
tall,
hot,
guys.
blue-eyed,
Massive blue eyes,
beautiful
baby
hair,
face.
Danish
He was
guy.
Tart, Danish pastry. Pastry?
And I, yeah, I
I'm
am
lolling.
like pork. Yeah, that was good. Sorry, I didn't give you anything for that. That was good.
He
And
was a Danish delight.
yeah, and who
And he
knows
was
how
so
I
nice to
nabbed
us
him.
and our family,
It was in the
eh? Oh.
days of low rise, like really cool jeans, low
Yeah,
rise
and he
kind of.
wore cool
Yeah,
jeans.
but I did too,
Oh.
I think. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe I was wearing eyeliner and he thought it was sexy.
Maybe you had slut strands.
I
He
would
thought he could
have
get into
had the
you.
slut strands. And he did get in, didn't he? That
He
was the
loved
first. I was
the
sixteen.
soiree. Oh my God. So
And
young. Rico's 15 in November.
I don't remember saying bye to him.
No, I feel sad for him. I think you need to touch base.
Okay, I'll try. And say
Just because
what?
of what we're
Hey.
talking about. Well, just thank you for having such a wonderful time of
Thank
my
you for
life.
having me.
Thank you for all the flowers you sent me. Like he literally sent you one, literally once a week. No, guys, it was so weird. And I remember mum and dad almost rolling their eyes.
And what's funny is that this is in the day when a taxi would have cost a lot of money. But if you're thinking in Copenhagen, and sorry, Danish dollars, whatever they were, what are they?
When you say Frankfurt,
What are Danish
I don't
dollars?
know. Is
Ah,
it
it's annoying
fart?
me.
Frat.
I've got to look it up. Sorry, someone's cursing me on the other end.
Try it's something art.
Franc?
Yeah, or something like that.
Krona, krona, krona.
Oh.
So, look at this. Krona, 1 Danish krona is only 26 cents. So, anyway, he would have gone. This is back in the day when taxis were taxis, not Ubers. And he would have taxied to the house, stood there, rung the doorbell, delivered the flowers, literally gone, hi, here you go. And then the
And then he'd
taxi waited
go.
and he'd go. He didn't stay.
And did you break his heart? I've got this feeling he was really sad. I met him in London. Do you know that?
Yeah,
That
you
was,
did.
I went to London and then we caught up, but that was so long ago.
Yeah. Anyway,
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
back to Disney on Ice. So you
Back
went
to Disney
there.
on Ice. So obviously, I said to Nina because I've seen bits and I kind of had a feeling that maybe it's quite normal. Not that she needs to fit in, but that she'd be excited by the fact that she'd dress up a bit, to go to the show. And sure enough, wow, just girls in dresses, you know.
It's
She
like
would.
not my favorite thing.
I
I wish
nor
she just
mine.
wore jeans and a baggy top. How cool would she look if
I
she wore
said,
like a.
or you could wear your like purple hoodie and your leopard print jeans, you know,
Yeah.
like that would be
And you'd
cool,
just be
you
so
know.
cool.
Yeah, I know, but not my daughter,
Like.
not her. No, as much as I will her, she wore her Rapunzel dress with her Rapunzel plait
Oh,
and her
she's
hair
so
in
cute.
pigtails, and
Oh, God. And
and
Bo? Bo?
Bo was in normal whatever clothes,
Oh,
jeans.
he didn't want to wear an outfit.
No. Anyway, I was like, this is crazy. We walk in, the food, like where they were in a stadium style, Wolf Walk Arena, you know, where you'd normally go to a show and like the hospitality stuff set up,
Did you
right?
say
Like
Wolf Rock Arena?
Wolfbrook, sorry, the
What the
one
fuck
in
is that?
Addington,
Wolf
like the
Brick.
stadium by the motorway by
Has it changed its
Addington.
name?
I'm not sure. No idea. Wolfbrook Arena. I don't know.
Horncastle Arena?
That's probably somewhere else. I don't know my stadiums. So, but you know, those kiosky places where you'd normally buy food and stuff are all kind of like blacked off and shut off with like curtains, and then people are set up in front with Disney merch. You listening to me?
I am listening.
Okay.
Promise.
So all the Disney merch, you know, flashing lights. It was Horncastle?
It used to be. It's now
Well,
Wolf Brook Arena.
wow, well done on that real swift Google.
Thank
So
you.
in my lack of stadium knowledge, which, you know, we're
So
not
it's just an
Cantabrians.
absolute money-making
Look,
rort.
I mean, we ignored the merch. I said, no, Nina, we're not buying anything. Like people with wands, people with slushy things and cups, like all sorts of stuff. And I'm like, no, we're not here for that. We're going upstairs, go get our seat. And we sit down. And we did get up the top, there was like a couple of packets of chippies and there was a kiosk open thing up. There, chippies and a water bottle because we didn't bring mine in. So anyway, we sit there, we go to the show. It's got a halftime. It's cool. It's really cool. It's like Impressive snow ice
Do they
skating.
bring an ice skating rink with them wherever they go?
They set one up in the middle of Horncastle, in the middle of Wolfbrook Arena, and we've got literally there. I don't know how many people are there.
Literally.
We're quite far back. There's a lot of people in there with flashing shit everywhere, right? But the show is great. The Little Mermaid thing, like Nina just loved it. Dawes educated them on that because I've never really paid any attention to these movies. Like I say, like I don't really care. Minnie Mouse, Mickey Mouse, and Goofy and Donald Duck kind of present all the acts, and they come out and they, you know, if you're into these movies, then great.
Is Disney on Ice the same around the whole world? Is it the same cast? Or is there a New Zealand
I
Disney on Ice? Is there an Australian Disney on Ice?
don't know. You would think at $50 a ticket, it's a traveling show, but I don't know, right? $50 a ticket. That's okay. It's okay. So it's 2 hours, pretty much, right? So anyway, the break happens, and Dora is like, I'm going to go look at the merch with Nina.
I
So
think $50. Oh, no.
I sit there with. So, but this is the thing about my husband. He's a sucker
I
for
know.
stuff
Merch.
like that. Yeah. It's weird.
Gadgets. Like
Kind of, like,
gadgets.
and whereas for me, I'm like, this is a treat to go to this show. There's no need for more. I must say that, like, actually, we had about 15 minutes before it was about to start, and I said to the woman when I bought the chips, I said, "Where are the coffee? Where's the coffee? Like, you can't tell me that there's no coffee here and everything is set up just for the children. That seems so unfair." She said, "You went the wrong way. There is one coffee place down the other end." So I raced out the big queue, and I got it, and I sat down, and then it was the show started. I was so pumped about that.
Yeah,
It was
cool. Hey,
insane.
I just want to make note that it is a once in a lifetime thing. You probably won't go again. So buying like one merch possibly for next time you go to some kind of show, have that in your head that you possibly could warn them that you could get one thing, like
Not even
maybe.
one thing. And like,
No.
that's the thing. I think
Okay.
if you're really into Disney, I think the idea
Yeah,
is that you probably
true.
go each year because, or not
Yeah.
each year, every few years because there's new movies that have come out and they're in the show.
I liken it to when I took the boys to that Central Cee concert. Like, I did not buy them any merch, and they all were like, oh, you know, there's no way. Like, we paid what, like $600 for us all to go to that concert.
No. I think if it's like something you're obsessed with, like my kids are like, they're okay, like they're into Frozen, they're into, I don't know, Little Mermaid a little bit, but they're not like Disney obsessed, you know? Whereas like, take me to a Taylor Swift concert, I'll be buying the merch.
Yeah, on that note, Taylor Swift, what's going on? I saw all that.
Hype.
Hype about something and her partner, Travis Kelce. Like, have they got a podcast? Is that what it is?
Yeah, let me finish the Disney story because
Yeah,
I've got a lot
okay.
to say about Tay Tay.
Okay. I wish I fell in love with her like you have.
Yeah, you might. So
Still
you've got
time?
time. Yep.
Okay.
So anyway, he goes to get the merch. He comes back. He's shaking his head. He's got two bags of popcorn. They're in what I would call a party bag, a canvassy shitty party bag that you'd get from a party birthday, and it's, you know, the popcorn's inside. Two of those and a plastic cup that's got a slushy, ice slushy thing in it. One's got the Little Mermaid on it, one's Olaf.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, so she'd chosen Olaf for Bo, and hers has got Ariel on it.
Did Bo not go for a walk
No,
with
he
you,
stayed
him?
with me.
What made him want to do that?
Because Bo doesn't care about material shit. Nina does. So they come back, he gave me the receipt. I looked at it. What do you think? Two popcorns, two ice slushies in these plastic things.
$40.
I like, fuck, I'm sour.
I'd say
Ninety,
$10 each.
98.
Are you fucking kidding
So
me?
the first question I have is, are you stupid to my husband? Like, are you fucked in the head? But I didn't say that.
$98 for two popcorns and two slushies?
Yep.
So
So,
$25 pretty much of each one.
yep. And so, where I didn't say, are you fucked in the head, is basically because there's no prices on anything. He gives it, he just literally taps his card before he even like
Was he
realizes.
gutted? Was he like that?
He was like, fuck. Like, he was just, and the girls, but like, series of mothers behind me, I was like, do you want to know what he just paid for that? Because they were looking at us like they could tell we'd been stung. They were like, we've been to Kmart. So the chicks in the know who
can bring stuff in.
can bring stuff in, and they go to Kmart and they sort all their
Oh, so
bits.
you don't get your bag checked or anything. You can bring
No,
a
you
bag
bring
full
your
of
shit
stuff.
in. But
Oh,
again,
see,
it
this
just
is
got me
so
thinking and seething about people
that.
at the power teat of fucking consumerism. Like
Yeah.
like to think, and then later that day
It's
I
so
saw
mean. It's
it's
like you should
so
warn
mean.
people.
And
Like,
then on
fuck
the
you.
price them up and tell them what they and all these
Yeah. Are you
queues
fine
of
with that?
people that are like queuing, and is the stadium taking a cut, or is this Disney just fucking raking it in? I don't know. And then later that day on the Christchurch like mum's page, I see this post from this woman going, "I'm feeling so bad. I'm taking my kid to Disney on Ice tomorrow, and I have no Disney clothes for them to wear."
I think we need to ban TV, ban screens.
And I felt so like, first of all, your child is so lucky to go to Disney on Ice. And secondly, like, come on.
You know, this like brings me round to like parenting, and like I was so exhausted over the weekend. And it's actually the pushback of the discipline, and like you make these rules and they
And
break them, so
saying
then you
no.
re-parent and you say no, and you put, and like as they get older, it's so much more draining. But the hard part and the exhausting part is backing yourself
Following
and
through.
following through. And that's where it comes down to like you're feeling sad that your child does not have, I mean, no judgment but judgment. Like, come on, you're lucky if your child's got clothes.
Oh, I just like,
Like, I
I
feel sad that
know.
people actually feel
Feel that they
like
feel
it,
bad
the
about that in the
and
first
actually
place.
like teaching your child that they sh like you're kind of going, you're showing your child that it's so that you care so much about trying to fit in too. Like, also, it's
Yeah, I know.
like come on,
I know.
like I just am worried about the future of our people, really. And
I
I
know.
think I like it brings me back down around to parenting. And you know, I'm trying so hard to raise four kids, to grow up with good routines and morals and know right from wrong, and also like protecting them for their own mental health so that when they become 20 and they can be the partners of your children, maybe they are a good role model for them, or they're good friends to the community. Like, that's what I want to do, and I'm trying so hard to do that. And I think it's really important as a parent to try as hard as me and you to think about the future. Don't think about like the easy way out right now. Think about them as 20-year-olds. Your job is never done as a parent, and as mum says, you're only as happy as your most unhappy child. And like, your kids are your kids forever, and it starts from when they're little. It starts from following through with consequences, having expectations that are met. Like, obviously, there are times where you let things go, but ultimately, the more hard work you do from when they're little, I mean, sometimes in my head, I'm going, oh, why have I bothered so hard all this time? Look at them. But actually, deep down, I know that they're actually really good kids. Like, but I am trying really hard. And we want everyone to try really hard so then our kids can partner up with people that have got the same similar boundaries and morals and way of doing things, and our friends have been parented similarly. It's very, very difficult. And as you get older, when you have completely like different rules around things, you without as other parents and kids, and oh my God, it's just so confusing because you're just like, I'm the only parent that is doing this, and it's quite hard.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well, I mean, I know from a different angle, like with
Well, it's the
young
same with
kid
your kids now,
stuff.
and you know what you're doing. I mean, yeah, young kids, it's the same thing. And sometimes it's harder, or it's not harder, but like when they're young, you're thinking, oh, should I just let that go? They're young. But you just try not to, because you are paving the way as they grow older. Like, yes, my kids are still challenging me big time. I wouldn't expect any other way. I've got a 13-year-old and a 14, nearly a 15-year-old, and I know this. It's normal, but I do know that when I do set a new expectation or a new boundary or a new rule, they know that she's said it, that's it, And yep, they'll push me on it, but they know that I'm not going to bow down. I'm not going to change
And
my
that's
ways,
what's
you know?
so exhausting, is having to reiterate, 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 and follow through with it. Because, yeah, the amount of times that Nina says, like, "You never listen to me." And what she means is, I correct her. I'm like, "I'm listening and I've heard you. I'm just saying no." So when I say no, she's like, you know, she interprets that as me not listening. And I'm trying to explain that, like,
I've listened. I understand,
yeah,
but my answer is still no.
yeah,
Yeah, that's
it's,
good.
yeah.
Louis told me, "You're so dumb, Mum." Yesterday, he told me that.
Oh, and what'd you say back?
Nothing. I just ignored him
Yeah, it's
because he's
just
just trying
a,
to get under me to make me change my rules to re, you know.
yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, Disney on Ice was very cool, but I left with a bit of a bad taste. And
I feel like you need to complain.
nah, I
No
mean,
point.
nah.
$98 is so horrific.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift has never done a podcast. She's never done anything quite so
Open.
vulnerable or open. So she went on a podcast called the New Heights podcast, which is actually her boyfriend's podcast with his brother Jason.
All
So
right.
it's Travis and Jason Kelce who do the podcast. And he's never, I think he alluded in the podcast episode, which was like 2 hours long with Taylor Swift, which is,
Did you
you know,
listen?
I watched it on Saturday night when Door was out. I put it on YouTube on my TV.
Did you love it?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
Are they like, is she, are they the right, are they going to get married?
I think so. Yep. And what I find really fascinating about her, and I must admit, like, you know, there's our preschool teacher friends who, one of them in particular, knows a lot about Taylor Swift and all her history. And she gets told it from a really obsessed friend of hers. But where I just am so impressed by her is, obviously, she's a workhorse. She was doing the Eras Tour. The last 3 years was like 100 and however many shows all around the world, like back to back, like 3 shows a week. Like, it's a three
Like
hour.
how is
It
she
was a
not
three
like
hour
burnt out?
show. Yeah, and
Did you see
then
her? Have you been to her concert?
no, you'd know about that.
Oh,
No, I haven't.
okay.
And while she's doing that, she's written an album, which this is, so
So does
she
she write her own songs and she
very
sings?
much writes her own songs. Very
Is she
good
just the
songwriter.
goddess of all
So I
musicians?
think what she's done, no one has ever done. She has fostered a relationship with her fans that no other artist has done. She's got the most loyal fan following who. So what she do you remember when we were creating the club years ago, and our mate who helped us work on the club said, "You should throw some Easter eggs in there." And we were like, "What the fuck is an Easter egg? What are you talking about? Do you remember the term Easter egg?"
Yeah, I do, but I can't remember what it was.
Well, it's like a surprise. It's like a
Oh,
surprise,
yeah.
and
How
within
do you
the
know that Taylor has this most loyal following? Like, how do you know that?
by her fan, her numbers, by her downloads, by
And so why does she? Because she's just a kind, genuine person.
so she's I mean I don't I can't answer that. There's probably tons of reasons why she's got the fans. But what she does do is she throws out hints or puts Easter eggs, surprises, in certain way across, I don't know, her stage, in a Instagram post. She'll do something that sends a clue to her fans years in advance. And this is what I find really fascinating from a
Give me an example,
marketing.
please. I don't understand.
So she did the Eras Tour, and however many shows were in it, like literally 150 shows or something over however many years, 3 years or something, she was touring, right? And the stage set looked the same every time, if you saw it on social media or whatever. But in the very last show of however many, she exited through an orange door, and there had been no orange door. And she wore an orange sparkly outfit. And so, however many years later, on this podcast, first of all, doing the podcast is a bit of an Easter egg. Like, she'd literally never been on one before, and she goes on her boyfriend's podcast for 2 hours. And on the podcast, she announces she's got a new album. and she shows it on the podcast, and no one knows she's got a new album, and that's where she does it. And the album is orange and sparkly.
Oh,
So,
wow. She's so clever.
but there's like a million of
Literally,
these.
you were gonna say it again.
Literally, like there's like this is all over the show. So now people are looking, listening to the podcast, watching the podcast, and they're looking at all the clues. So there's a clue, there's this trophy behind her and Travis on the podcast. It's lying sideways. It suggests the Super Bowl. She's talked about never performing at the Super Bowl until she owns all her music. She's recently purchased all her music. She owns it outright. Like there's all this shit. So just I think that is a real, no one does that.
And
And
is she, do you like her on the potty? And is Travis nice?
yeah, obsessed with her. They're lovely. I think she is interesting in that she's like speaks so well, so articulate, and answers everything so well. Almost like so performative, and I don't know whether she's ever like fully herself. And she. So to the point where like she'll crack up laughing at something, and then literally within a second, she's straightened out her face. She's not laughing, and she's perfectly
Well, I
poised.
don't really like that.
I understand, and you might not. I know. I was thinking about it the whole way through. I thought she's back to that face. Like, did she not need to keep laughing? Did her face not need to continue scrunching
So, do you
itself?
feel not as in love anymore with her?
No, I love her.
Okay.
Yeah, and I
Well,
can't wait
that's
for
lovely.
October the
Wonderful.
3rd when the album comes out.
And when's the Super Bowl? Haven't they had it already this year?
I'm not sure. I never know. Don't know about these
Okay.
things.
My son has Sever's disease, and Rico had it too. It's like a
Yeah.
growth plate thing with your heel, and it's really bad, and you limp, and it's awful, and you've got to stop playing sport. But Louis plays a lot
A
of
lot of
sport,
sport.
and they are in semi-finals and stuff. Anyway, I deep heated him last night, and I was thinking about deep heat and how I deep heated him with his calves and gave him a rub. I'm going to do it every night because he's got a semi-final rugby game on Saturday, and I washed my hands. And then
Yes.
I went in the shower and I, like an hour later, I washed my hands with soap and I could still sort of smell it. And then before bed, I had a shower and I washed my face and washed my vagina and I could feel the deep heat on my vagina and my face.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
And so I'm going to go buy like arnica, I think, today. Like deep heat is fucked, eh?
Can you still
But
feel it?
not now. This is last night. But
And wow.
I could just feel a bit of a cooling sensation on my
Do
Fafazella
you remember
and on
that
my
body wash?
eyes.
Do you remember that body
Oh,
wash?
yeah, I do.
It was like mint green, and it was
Yeah.
really
And it
literally like
literally made your
toothbrushing your
fanny feel cooling.
vagina.
Yeah, I do. Hey, but deep heat is so weird, eh? Like, what is deep heat? It's not great, is it? It's very, very powerful.
I always thought it was a placebo, but I don't think it is. I think it's just feels nice, doesn't it?
Can I just use cream on him and see, like, Cetaphil?
I think there's something that does feel nice about it. I don't know.
I've got a tip about face care.
Yeah,
I've
well,
been.
this deep heat chat is reminding me how I just burnt my face last week on with retinol. But
I
what's your
sort of
tip? What's
didn't really
your?
listen to your Instagram.
Don't
That's
need to.
pretty horrific.
Yeah, what's your deal? What's your
Just
tip?
I double moisturize morning and night. Once I've done my moisturizer, I then put Cetaphil all over my face morning and night. And a few people have commented on like how dewy my skin looks. And I think that Cetaphil is the only moisturizer that I've ever used regularly that gets rid of like dry heels or like dry kind of fingers. So
Yeah.
I figure how nice it would, like I figure it's a really, and I know that it's not full of additives. It's a good, so if you want a supermarket brand moisturizer, Cetaphil is a really good body moisturizer. And I've been putting it on my face and my neck because I'm trying to like smoothing out my neck wrinkles. And I just feel like I go to bed feeling really moisturized and I wake up feeling quite moisturized. So I think it's quite a good little tip.
I had someone wrote back about Cetaphil. They've been the only thing that works for them.
Do you have Cetaphil? Because I just
No.
think it's the best. You should buy a big, you should splash out and buy. It's about $25, I think, or maybe more. I'm not sure.
How
But it
much?
lasts you forever. It's a big pump thing.
Yeah, but how much am I going to regret the fact that I don't think ever in my life I haven't consistently moisturized my body ever.
Neither until I'm this age, which is so annoying. You should start even your hands, eh? Like I remember everyone doing that when they were younger and like sun creaming their hands. And I'm like, what for? And now I'm like, oh, I know why now.
Yeah, I know. Mine are looking like Nana's. Nana Nina. She had
Yeah.
weekly looked like a chicken drumstick.
Mum said to me the other day, "Oh, when you look like that, you just look so much like me." And I was like, "Oh, thanks." And then Dan said to me yesterday, "You sometimes you do things that just look so much like your mum." I was like, "Really?"
What was it that mum thought
I
you
don't
did?
know.
We're all like that way, you know? We all sort of morph. I burnt my like eyelids and stuff with retinol, and I've been using the balm that has fixed it is that La Roche-Posay Cystoplast B5 balm, which I just had in my drawer because it went viral on TikTok however many years ago and I bought it. So that's fixed me. That's it. Well, you'd like that actually. It's super
I'd
thick.
like, where do you get it from? I like a
Chemist
thick.
Warehouse.
But you know the retinol, do you not need to, is retinol the one where you'd use like once and then you give it a few days and then you put it on and you prepare your skin for it? Did you not do that?
I have had this before, I thought. It's just the ordinary retinol. I'm pretty sure that I only recently ran out of the bottle. Plus, I've had this Camp Lane retinol eye balm, which I don't, anyway. But in my brain, I was already accustomed or used to retinol because I thought I had recently been using it. But it goes to show that I probably hadn't, and potentially that this bottle was stronger because I went to town with it.
No, and what was the problem?
I honestly felt like sunburnt, stinging,
Did you wash
red.
your face after that was happening? Did you like go
Oh
in the
no,
shower?
that it didn't hurt when I put it on, and so I was putting it on for days.
Oh,
And over,
every day.
yep, straight
Oh.
away, and on my eye area and blah blah blah. So it was like a few days later I thought, fuck, why do I feel sunburnt? This, my face is sore. And then it was just dry, 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 dry as a bone. And I've managed to heal it very quickly with that stuff. So that's
Your
cool.
skin looks nice and dewy today.
Well, it's better.
Good. I always think of mum, like mum always just washed her face with a flannel in water, and she's got such great skin.
I know. I don't. Yeah, I know.
But
I
I
know.
actually like looking out. It's called home care. Do you know that? I actually really enjoy
The process.
the process of. Now it's taken me a lot, like I never did, I never could be bothered, but I'm 43 this year and I actually quite, that's a small thing that I actually quite like. I cleanse and I moisturize and I put on my things. It's not, it doesn't take long, it's a few minutes, but I do like that feeling, like I feel good going to bed. I need to wash my pillowcases more often, that's something I need to do.
It's almost just like a if you shower at night type of person, which I am, like just that whole feeling of freshness with your fresh
Yeah.
face with some nice
Fresh.
stuff going
Yeah.
to your day.
I guess what? The other night I was in bed, getting to bed, and I was excited to read my Kindle. And then I realized I was in bed and I realized, oh my God, my Kindle's in my car in my bag. Damn it, I forgot. So I had to go out and go get my Kindle out of, get my bag. And then I remembered, oh, that's right. I like wet my Kindle at the hospital with my pump bottle. It was open a bit. And then I got to bed. Back into bed, so pleased that I got my Kindle, and then I opened it, and my Kindle was broken because it was
And
wet.
now,
And I was so gutted. And Carlos was next to me, and he's like, "Mum, you can just use my Kobo." And I was like, "No, I can't. You're reading. I can't just do that." But thank you. And he was just so wanting to give me the Kobo. I was like, "No, it's fine. I'll just have to open up a new book. I've got a couple of books on my side table." And it was just not work. So it would start working again, and then I'd. Within a second, it would go all that water damage, like lines through it. I could not read it. It was, and I was so devastated. And that the fact that I was in the middle of a book and I couldn't read it. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna have to start a new book. And then I went out of my bed again and I told Nana, and she's like, put it in rice. And I was like,
Yeah.
that's a myth.
No,
Put it
doesn't
in
work.
rice. The next morning, it was broken. That night was broken. The next afternoon, I pulled it out of the rice. It's fucking fixed.
You've got to wonder, did the rice do it or time or both?
I just was like,
Yes.
oh my God. So it's fixed. It's fixed.
Right. Cool. So, you know how
I
I
was
didn't.
so gutted because I didn't want to go buy a new Kindle. Like, that's just a
No.
waste,
Well,
eh?
yeah, it takes me back to 2 weeks ago when my phone was fucked and then it fixed itself. And you were like, why didn't you get a
Yeah.
new one? I'm like, it
I
fixed
know,
itself
I know. So this
and now it
might break
broke.
again. Yeah,
And
this is
then
probably going to break.
And then I went to the mall, and the guy in the mall ripped me off, charging me $120 to fix the screen, knowing that a few days later it would break again. And then friends have come out to me and said, "Was it this guy in this mall? Because I paid $450 to get it
Oh
fixed,
no, and not the same
and
guy.
I've done that." She said, "I've done that twice. It's the same mall, same guy." I don't want to throw them under the
Oh
bus on
my
the
God, I
podcast,
feel
but.
like that's pretty shit though. Like,
Well,
that's bad.
I spoke to the guy at Spark, and he was like, "It depends. It depends on the issue. Sometimes it'll be all good. Sometimes it just won't. It's a bitch." Okay, we should probably go, eh?
Yeah, I really need to wee.
Okay. Have you got a sparkle spreader? Oh, I've got
Yeah.
one. You go.
Well, I've got a good counselor at the
Yeah.
moment,
When do you go
and
back? This week?
I saw her on Thursday. I'm
Okay.
booked for maybe next week. Yeah. But she, we were talking about like relationships and stuff. And, you know, it's a choice, isn't it? Every day. And love isn't really a feeling, it's a choice.
She
Which,
agrees.
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But she was talking about like how you should kiss your partner for 6 seconds, like twice a day. And so every time I go to the hospital, I kiss him. And I've sort of, she's printed me out this page of stuff. And I've been doing that. Like his,
Is this page of stuff specific to you, or should you be sharing it with people?
Yeah, I should share it, but I don't have it. I'll share it. Where is it? It's somewhere. It's
No,
not
we
here.
can share it some other way. That's fine.
Yeah, but like, you know, I said, "Oh, but doesn't your man just always want to have sex every time you do that?" And she's like, "Well, but at the beginning, when you don't really do that, because Dan and I just let's just be all out there and open, but before cancer, it's not really now because my life since cancer has been completely different, but we wouldn't really kiss very often. I'd peck him, oh, bye, bye. But like, and then even sometimes when we have sex, you don't even kiss. Sometimes. Do you relate?
Sometimes I relate. Sometimes
Anyway,
depends.
so she's like, yeah, but if you do more, you know, morning and night, like you're not going to have sex every time you do that. Like it's
No.
just, but it builds on that, like watering the plants to bloom. Like, you know, this is little things each day create a blossom. You know, you're watering your
Watering the
ground and
garden.
watering the garden to blossom. So it's quite cute because I'm doing that.
Yeah,
I'm
great.
when I say goodbye, like I just, and sometimes he goes, that was 10 seconds. I was like, yeah, it was. And
Yeah,
I
that's
mean, you don't have
nice.
to like pat, but it's just,
No.
and it sort of reconnects you a little bit longer. Yeah, so maybe try it.
Okay,
Six
that's a
seconds
good
of a
tip.
kiss twice
Yeah.
a day. Like,
I like that.
and no, it doesn't mean, and if your man goes, oh no, because then I'll just want to use it, it's like bad luck. Sorry, but let's just work with this. We're gonna, you know, sometimes it
Yeah.
might lead to that. But maybe after a few days of doing that, the woman might be feeling more intimately connected, which
In
might
order to
lead
do
to
that.
it.
Yeah, little things, day to day. That's a good one. I like that one. It
It
softens probably everybody, you
softens.
know, softens your
Yeah.
mannerisms, softens your.
That's something I've learned this journey. Like, intimacy is not just sex. And I
No.
think before this, that's kind of like, I knew that, but I didn't really think about it. I just thought, well, you just had to have sex. And it's like, actually not true. Intimacy is like a handhold or a 6 second kiss or just like saying something nice or like looking after each other. Like, that's intimacy. And it leads, and when you're intimate like that, it then can create a better bond. So then you want to actually, you know, go and have sex.
I
Not
think
always, and I know that each couple's different, but this is just what I'm saying that I've learned.
same page. Okay, so my sparkle spreader is that. Did you know on a Monday afternoon I go to jazz?
Well, you went once, and then it's very hard for you to go because it's at 5:15.
Yeah, it is. But I go every Monday since the term
You are
started.
so hilarious. Can you video it?
It's so funny, and it's like it's a bit of a battle because I need to rely on Dor to be home,
I
but I can
know.
pretty much be like, yeah, just get home. I, try and just like not leave him in the lurch. Like I'll, literally just like dinner's ready, bye. He's, could just cook himself, but I'm really a good bitch like that. If that's what you call it. Anyway,
And do you
it's
love it?
so cool. Yeah, it's so
Yeah. I
cool.
think you're like your mum, eh? Like she does things like this. That's really great. You're inspiring. I need
Yeah.
to do something. I want to do an art class.
Same. I'd like to do that. Yeah.
Watercolors or something.
I'd quite look. I wish like I was really into my wine era because I wouldn't mind a patent sip, but I'm not keen on. I could take a kombucha.
Not the same. I
Anyway,
understand.
we've been starting to learn this dance for the end of year recital, and now I can't do that. I said to them last week, I'm about to book these flights. I'm actually not going to be here for it. And I was situated at the front of the group.
And would you be wearing a leotard?
No, it's like it's kind of actually
Well, are
for
you one of the
this
better ones?
absolute fucking not. No,
Oh,
I'm
why are you
not.
front row
Just so
then?
happened. No, I had to take it the first. Anyway, oh, let's go. But no, the theme, like the yet to determine the outfit.
You still going to go to practice when you don't even have to,
Of
you're not
course,
even
I'll
going to
go
be
there
in the thing?
today. Yes, I will. Yeah.
Well, you might be put at the back because you can't put you at the front and then you're not even there.
Exactly. No, someone will replace me or I'll move. Yeah. But it's very, very
I
cool.
just think that's really cool.
Yeah, I'm terrible. It's so funny. Like, and one of the girls is like, Jess, this is a bit how people are like with your workouts, where I look at the teacher, she's young, 25, like the perkiest, cutest butt ever, and she does a move, and I just think I'll do that, and I make it look, I'm doing the same thing, but I make it look so tragic
I
compared to
don't
her.
believe you because out of
No,
all three of us sisters, you are the one with the rhythm. Like, can you
absolutely
imagine
not.
me?
No.
Yes, you are. What about all your reels that you used to try and make us do? Like, you're the one that's got the rhythm. You're a
No,
liar.
and she said, this is what people are like with your workouts, Jess, though. And I was like, that's fair, that we sometimes might make something look
Yeah,
like coordination
maybe.
wise really easy, and then it's just not. Okay,
Maybe, but
because
I
we
do
all have
believe
our
you're quite good.
strengths.
Yeah, but I believe you're a good dancer because you're like, you are. You were a gymnast and you were a musician and you went to church. And wore lovely dresses. You're
I
a
can
dancer.
assure you, I cannot dance. I can promise I'm not
Really
being.
need a pee.
Okay, bye. See you next
See you later.
time. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
I love you.